here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
All right, this is pretty cool indeed. It is the week of the Magic Millions.
Yes, it is.
Actually, as of tomorrow, we'll be giving away passes to the Magic Millions, which will be awesome for the Saturday, I'm pretty sure. But today, right now as we speak, how cute's this? The Nippers is hosting the breakfast for racing royalty for all the Gold Coasters for the Magic Millions barrier draw right now, 6 a.m. at Surfers Paradise Beach, and all eyes will be on the sand to watch the big, if you've got a prime posse for this, the Gold Coast's premier $2 million Guineas race they do on the beach.
Oh, nice.
How iconic is that? Whoever came up with that idea was just brilliant.
Showcases around the world. They absolutely love it. So unique and just a great spectacle as well when all the horses run down the straight there at on the beach.
I'm pretty sure it was, because I've interviewed him before, Jerry Harvey came up with that idea. Because it's him with Magic Millions.
Yeah, you can't back on that. You can't bet on
that. Oh, so it's not a race.
Not really.
Right.
No, but people from all around the world go, oh, God, even Australian horses go to the beach.
Yeah. But good on you, Nippers. I hope the horses aren't eating horses.
What? Yeah. And also a big one for the Gabba on Friday. The big test match starts, a third test match. They're 1-1, so there was a draw yesterday. So that means India versus Australia. If you are going to the Gabba, this is the big news about it, is that they're refunding all tickets because you're allowed to have full capacity, but now they've revised that and it's only 50% capacity. So if you've got tickets to the cricket, now you've got to reapply for them. So unfortunately, if you're going with a group of mates, you're probably going to be split up. So really hard to get tickets, especially if you're going from 100% to 50%. So those interested in going to the Gabba, make sure you register very early for your tickets for the cricket.
Indeed. You do get first dibs, though, which is good, I suppose. COVID, Brizzy's managed to get themselves out of lockdown. They're saying that this new UK variant strain is a real game changer. What they're saying now is you've got to have a mask on you if you're in the Brisbane area. And the one rule that will work in every instance is if you're not at home and you are indoors, you have to wear a mask. They will check if you've got it on you too, so check that out. And look after everybody else, because we're losing $500 million a month in lockdown in business. That's what we lose. You know, that's what is at stake here. But, you know, interestingly, on locals only border, that's a fantastic idea. I reckon that's been a long time coming.
Yeah, Miles Street at Tweed. And about time.
Oh, my God. Seriously? Yeah, we're refining this as we go along. Because I keep getting surprises like, oh, now they're testing international flight crews on a weekly basis. Why weren't we doing that from the start? How can this be quarantine the problem? That, to me, is unbelievable. But there was one upside. Australia Post recorded a record number of parcels delivered in December because, remember, everybody knew we couldn't travel.
Yeah.
52 million parcels were delivered in December. So Cartier watches all around for Australia Post. I think it's because most people from Western Australia who were travelling around thought, oh, bugger it, let's just mail the kids back to Nan and hop in WA.
And that is what you need to know.